The mechanics of this work out in this fashion. Now, let's get this whole idea of orientation point oriented. And let's find out that an individual who went out and on a black night ran into a black wall was considerably upset and shocked by the whole thing. But let's get him to run into, in the bright daylight, a nice, brand-new, shiny, chromium-plated spike. Same impact, same pain value. Which engram would you find it most difficult to process? The spike. Well, you say, look at all the knowingness that was here. I mean, he could see, he knew where he was, he knew where he was located, and so forth, and he did happen to run into this spike. But this other one, even if it was a spike, let's take the same spike at night when he couldn't see it and it wasn't glowing and so forth, and he ran into the same spike, and we found that an easy one to process, in spite of the surprise in it, the shock in it. Didn't know it was there, invalidation, all of this sort of thing. Well, look, there's more invalidation to running into something which you knew very well was there. There's a big excuse, you see, for running into things you didn't even see. Well, you can say to yourself, well, I didn't even say it. Any fool would have run into it, or any bright man would have run into it. But this other one, there was broad daylight, and I ran right straight into the thing. It was perfectly visible. Well, there is a reasonable consideration of it, but there's another consideration. That bright, shiny spike was actually making space. It was bright, wasn't it? It was shining, wasn't it? It was making space. So therefore, it had a universe of its own. You ran into another universe. Night, you didn't. It ran into your universe. It invaded you. But in the daylight, with this thing sparking all over the place, shining, why, it was a universe. Now, there is one of the big twists in thinking. Suns, planets, flashlights, anything that shines can be mistaken by life or identified by life with things which are alive. An explosion is a messed universe mock-up of making space. An explosion has an orientation point. Everything but the center of the explosion is in motion. Now, because the center is not in motion, it obviously has a viewpoint, an orientation point. So we get the sun being worshipped by various cultures. We get all sorts of things occurring because these things obviously have universes. Well, life is making a terrific blunder there. These things are not alive. They're an energy manifestation, and it sees them radiating, so it considers they have a universe. So that the physical universe is making, by our considerations, concatenation of our considerations, does apparently make its own space all the time. When you run into something, then, that is making space, you, of course, assume that you're entering some other kind of a universe, or you are in a universe. And you consider that the physical universe has a validity, simply because it is making space in all directions. Just look at those stars, look at those suns, and so forth. Obviously making space. It's radiating, isn't it? Well, now this spike that you ran into, did it have a universe? Was it a universe? Was it creating space, really? Not any at all. You just saw that it was sparking, so you considered that it was, by definition of universe with which you're hung with way early on the track. Well, is the meshed universe really here, then? I mean, does it make its own space or anything of the sort? Well, we look at that by that definition, and apparently our consideration that space is being made makes the space, and so we give over into the hands of stars and spikes and other things of this character. We give into its hands the object of making space, and we've turned space-making over to a bunch of material objects. Stars, suns, childhood homes, flashlights. These things are making space for us. So we look at what they shine into. See, there's your change consideration. It's the thirst for having something automatic. Let's have space made automatically. Well, if we want to make space automatically, then we have to grant the power to some orientation point to shine all over the place. And we use that then as the reference point. And we say it is immobile and all else is moving. Space is being made by this immobility.